Hi, my name is Quinn O'Neill, and I have been a member of St. Stephen's for about 10 years. When my family started going here, we really liked the welcoming atmosphere, and the people here were very nice. Father Jonathan had a relaxing and joyous feeling, as did the rest of the St. Stephen's family. I am the oldest of six siblings, and we are a big bunch. But I usually dress the best, but my sister, Pema, thinks that she dressed the best with her t-shirts, jeans, and her Converse. When I first started coming here, I was pretty young. I didn't know much about Christ or religion. All I knew that I was baptized at some church long ago. I sometimes didn't even understand the sermons or the jokes Father Jonathan told, but I get them now, sometimes. Overall, this church has helped me build a good foundation for who have I become. I know God has affected me and what it means to be Christian. My dad always said, treat people with kindness and in a Christ-like way. That's the lesson I will always follow. I believe my dad lived a Christ-like life and set a good example for my sisters, for me, and my mom. St. Stephen's wrapped their arms around me through the most difficult time in my life when my father passed, and I will never forget that. I feel like the people at St. Stephen's have definitely influenced me in the best ways. My Sunday school teachers, Mr. Armstrong and Miss Bailey, have always taught me a lot about the Bible and always made me think about what Jesus would do. By asking me questions, this helped me make decisions in a really positive way. I cannot thank them enough for everything they have done for me over the years. And Mother Susan, she's a wealth of knowledge, and I know I can go to her with any questions I have as I continue my faith journey. The choir has been a lot of fun, and I felt really welcomed. Everyone has been very supportive, and I feel like I've grown as a vocalist. I know the church wouldn't be the same without choir and John. I also want to mention Mr. Fuhr, who has been great at arranging all the fun and important things he does for the youth. And the Thursday Bible study with Mark and Anna has also meant a lot, with the supports and the lessons they've given me, and the friendships and fellowships that have been amazing and something I look forward to. My family, although they are active, busy, rowdy, and crazy, I know they're loving and supportive. My mother, I know she handles a lot from us, but I know I can always count on her. And my sisters, they may drive me nuts and embarrass me sometimes, but I know that they look up to me and that they love me. I know I am a blessed person to have a wonderfully crazy family, and I am equally blessed to be a part of the St. Stephen's family. Thank you.
Hello, so I'm Tyler. I've been going here since first grade. So we moved here to Troy in first grade, and this was the first church that I ever went to. And I just, right off the bat, I love the people. I loved how inviting they were, how friendly they were. We've gotten to experience so many great things through this church. Getting to help through my Boy Scout career, they've helped me through just everyday life, going on different outings like the Detroit trips that we went on, the Chicago trip, the Wyoming trip. Getting to go and do service projects out in Wyoming was just amazing. All the different views and the different things that we got to experience out there was just everything that you could imagine and beautiful. I can never explain how many friendships and people that I'll never forget coming from this church, coming from Mr. Armstrong, Mama Sam's, some of you might know her from before, getting to experience as a little kid being their mascot as the Yak group. Because my mom was the teacher in the Yak group for all these years, I got to experience all the little things that some of the other kids never got to experience. Like going on a lock-in at like age 10 was probably something that I probably shouldn't have been doing, but it was still so much fun to get to experience crazy new things. So thank you all for getting to be in my life and helping me grow.
Hi, everyone. I'm Margaret, and I've only been going here for like 3 or 4 years, but I'm still going to talk. When we were moving to Michigan, I didn't know much of what to expect from everything. What school would be like, what shopping was available, or how the transition into a new church was going to go for me. Before St. Stephen's, our parish in New York was my only picture of a church community, which made leaving very difficult. And while moving, I was worried about how this transition would affect my faith. I feel incredibly lucky that this parish was the one we transitioned to. Moving is hard. My new school took some serious getting used to, and it took me a while to not feel lost in this area. But being welcomed into this community was easy. I was immediately able to make friends in the J2A room that I've stayed friends with throughout high school, like Tyler and Quinn, and have been overwhelmed with love and support from all of you in my endeavors, musical and otherwise. I've been a part of this community for a tiny fraction of the time many of you have been here, but I can tell that this is a special place with some amazing people. My faith is stronger because I've gotten to worship here and get to know you all. It's sad for me to think that I'm going to be around here less over the next few years, but I know the connections and relationships I've made here will follow me wherever I go. It's easy to feel the Holy Spirit when I'm here with you, so thank you. And amen, I guess.